This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And good afternoon, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with my little boy, Adrian. And we have got a heck of a show for you today. I am very, very pumped up. You guys are going to love this Patrick Mazur. I found him on Clubhouse. And every time I was in a room, people were throwing, you know, they got the stages in Clubhouse. So you're on the stage and you're feeling like a mucky muck. And then here comes some hotshot. And you find yourself getting tossed down in the audience because you're just like a nobody. And like six times in a row, I'm like not even in the audience. They kicked me completely off a Clubhouse because this guy was such a big deal. So I said, if that guy's that big a deal, we've got to get him on the show. So we've got him today. But before we go there, I have to tell you what happened this weekend, because Eric Worre, his wife, put on just the most amazing event I have ever been into, inside or outside of network marketing. 170,000 people registered for this deal. A giant, giant crowd, all getting beamed in and out of that facility that she built in 70 days in Las Vegas, Nevada, from an empty building to a state-of-the-art production facility rivaled by nobody, on a par with Tony Robbins, Grant Cardone, all the hot shots. And I am telling you, she did the most amazing job. It was surreal. From the minute we got there until the moment we left, it was first class. It was organized. She and Eric were absolute 100% total class. And those of you that missed it, miss it. And I can't imagine that you missed it, because it was free. It was unbelievable. They are going to do GoPro. And I'll tell you what, that is going to be, they're going to try to beat this, and I just don't know how that's even possible. They had Gwyneth Paltrow, they had Lisa Nichols, they had Kate Hudson, they had incredible, incredible content, leaders in network marketing at a level you wouldn't believe. They were all women. There were only five men on the stage the entire time, and of which I was there about 20 seconds, but it was primarily absolutely all about the women, and they did a phenomenal job. And I just want to give them a shout out one more time. All of you need to just, it's kind of like Amway in the old days. You know, everybody's got a story about Amway, because Amway's been around forever. Everybody's been pitched on Amway. Everybody went for dinner and had circles for dessert. So most of us have a little story in the back of our mind about that company. Well, I'll tell you what, we owe them a debt of gratitude, because they fought battles that if they hadn't fought, none of us would be in this business today. And I believe it to be the same way about Eric and Marina. They are true pioneers who lead with their chin, and I love them. So let's get this show on the road. How are you, Adrian Chenault?
I am great. GoPro network marketing, most powerful woman in network marketing, was amazing. And this show is going to be amazing. I'm excited about it.
Oh, he's cool. He's a cool guy. Obviously, big resume in network marketing. On the training front, on the integrity front, on a good professional human being front. And I'm dying to hear him take it away. So, Patrick, how are you today?
Man, I'm living the dream. And excited to be here with the both of you. And big fan. And excited by your request for me to be on here. And I was texting you, don't forget about me.
Yeah, that was very, very cute, because, you know, I am a remembering son of a gun. I pride myself that I remember you first. So then all of a sudden you're going, this guy's never going to go away. I think I'm going to start paying attention to him. Patrick Mazur was ahead of me. And he did. He said, am I in? He told me that you were going to get back with me, and you didn't do it. And I love that so much. I got another text message from a similar conversation earlier today, and I fell right on the sword, because nobody likes to be not remembered. And I don't use the word follow-up by design. I think that's a terrible word. The acronym for follow-up is bad enough, and follow-up in itself is a tough thing. I want to be remembered, not followed up upon, and we'll get to that later, but let's get going with you. Who and what in the world are you? Is a guy like you, with your track record, collegiate, military, everything you've done doing in network marketing?
Man, I couldn't imagine doing anything else. Honestly, I love the industry. You know, funny enough, you bring up Amway. My parents did Amway. So, you know, I grew up, you know, seeing, you know, them do direct sales. They didn't have, you know, massive success. They didn't hit, you know, diamond or any of the big pin levels. But what it did is it really brought a energy into our house, an energy of, you know, possibility and positivity and optimism, you know, things that are really part of the DNA of this industry. So, you know, when I got out of school, I never had a job. I never worked for anybody. I've always, you know, done it on my own, cut grass, washed cars, sold T-shirts, and then, you know, came into network marketing.
So you that's really interesting. And you talked about, so your parents did Amway. You got a vision of it, but they didn't have huge success. So it wasn't as though it was their success that pulled you into it. Having gone to college, what was it that attracted you to come back and plant your flag in this profession right out of college, Patrick?
Well, you know, it really came back to the way we get paid. You know, like, you know, as you leave and go into traditional type businesses, you know, there's no residual, there's no back end, there's a one-time hit. And, you know, it sort of always came back to that dream of, hey, can you imagine, you know, walking the beaches of the world? And, you know, I think that resonated with me and, you know, just needed to find the right opportunity, just like you need to find the right spouse. And, you know, happened enough, I did find that. And 20 years later, here I am.
That is so cool. And so you're right out of school. What was the path from first getting involved in those early years? Like, how long did it take you to really start getting momentum and start seeing success in that business for you?
You know, so, you know, great question. So when I first got involved in network marketing, I was still working other businesses to pay for my network marketing business, meaning I was full-time network marketing, moonlighting and other things to pay for gas, tolls, rent, you know what I mean, the coffee that you need for the meetings. But that's what I did. And I probably did that for a solid 2 years where I did network marketing full-time. So if you ask me what I was doing, full-time network marketer, but, you know, the how I made money wasn't in the compensation plan. I had, you know, a very poor set of skills coming into this. So although I had, you know, grandiose ideas of getting rich, I didn't have a skill set to match those ideas. So I had to, you know, as I look at a doctor who takes 8 years to become a medical doctor or 4 years to become a lawyer, I just came in with the same mindset of like, hey, it's going to take me a couple years just to, you know, be in a position to start making money. You know what I mean? To actually get to a spot where now I can start getting paid for what I'm doing here.
That's awesome. And so, number one, you had the mindset that you knew it, you know, you knew it took time. You figured out some things on the side, and man, you must, you know, now seeing Lyft and Uber and all.
Oh, you're reading my mind. You're reading my mind.
Like, your life would have been so much easier.
It
was hard to cobble it together back then.
Man, you're reading my mind. I mean, I look at people today and I'm thinking to myself, I would be, you know, walk out of that opportunity meeting, I'd have put my Uber light on and I'd have done that all night and, you know, slept a couple hours and then I'd have been prospecting the whole time and I'd have stuff on my car and call me if you're looking for other ways of making money. And, you know, you're 100% right. That would have been exactly what I would have done.
What's the name of that Uber book you wrote?
So if you go to giginterviewer.com, I'll have Jason throw it up on the screen.
Yeah.
So if you're an Uber driver, if you're a network marketer and an Uber driver, I mean, and you should talk about this. He always said, we go, Tom, you're making all this money in network marketing. What, you know, what do you want to do next? And he goes, I think I might move to New York City and become a taxi driver.
I want to. That's what I think. It is like an interrogation booth. I mean, who wouldn't want to have a captive audience in your backseat? And, you know, drive a nice car. I mean, we have a P100D Tesla, which is mad to the bone. And my wife is so afraid somebody's going to puke in it, she won't let me do it. But I would love nothing more than just with my days of insomnia in the middle of the night, just hop, fire that baby up, hit that button, and go drive Uber for a few hours. And not because I need the money, because I want to meet the people and hear the stories and map them. That's where it all comes from. And, You know, some of my most successful people that I've been in business with over the years have been from that world. And when I want to show people how to interview people, I call Uber and we take a ride out to my house, which is about 20 minutes from here. I interrogate the Uber driver all the way there. And then when we get there, we jump out, we have an IC at my house, then we come back and I interrogate another one. And by the time we get back, they're trained, because I'm just like Patrick.
Right.
I am into learning about people, finding out what they want to buy, find out what they don't want to buy, and come back to them and sell them what they said they want to buy. That's what you've got a doctorate in, right?
Amen. It's so funny you say that. My number one rep in New York City was a cab driver.
Yeah.
New York City cab driver, MD Rahman. I'm talking to people in suits. I should have been talking to cab drivers. You know, he was the hungry immigrant. You know, the one that...
Half of them are like medical doctors that left it all behind. I mean, it's unbelievable the talent and the brains that are used here to work the hardest jobs imaginable to make a new... I mean, it's incredible, isn't it?
You know, Adrian, it's funny. If I don't understand you on the phone, I go see you immediately. So if I can't, if I don't know what you're saying, then you're who I'm looking for, you know, because I want the hungry immigrant, because they still have the American dream. They came here for the American dream. This guy didn't even have his bags unpacked. And when we found him and, you know, we hit the top position in the company, I've never had anyone do it in 3 years. He did it in 3 years. He did it in 3 years. And I did a home meeting at his house and, you know, my heart hurt that people had to live like that. You know what I'm saying? Because you forget, you know, your college days and, you know, and you know, New York's expensive as it is. And now today he lives in Sydney, Australia, and he has a pool in his house.
Oh.
He has a pool in his house.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Where else does the great American dream actually exist? I mean, to be able to go from rags to riches
without
that startup capital. I noticed in your bio you're an angel investor, because people need money to start businesses these days, except in network marketing, where they can cobble enough of money to put together. It's usually got a money back guarantee. They can find a guy like PatrickMazur.com, go to his website, see his skill sets, jump in the foxhole with him, and all of a sudden they're off to the races. And they haven't spent their life savings. They aren't completely out of money. They aren't completely worn out. Their spouse doesn't hate them for putting everything at risk. You can do this, you guys. And there's no doubt in my mind. You just got to hang on and hook on to somebody like a Patrick, somebody that's been around the track that knows their way back. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break on Genesis Communication Network. God bless Ted Anderson for putting us on the radio all these years, long over a decade that he's put us up out of the kindness of his heart all over the world to spread our message of hope to people that are pretty much hopeless. We'll be back right after this. Stick around.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elite and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault and Patrick Mazur. And I want to go down another rabbit hole called professionalism. And Patrick comes from a company that he's been with for a very, very long time, who have a standard of professionalism among their reps and among their teams that is absolutely like no other. I mean, it's almost like IBM in the early years where those guys had the exact same perfectly pressed shirt, shine shoes, the whole shot. And I see a level of professionalism that kind of disappeared over the years coming back, and you never left. And I just want you to talk about being a professional network marketer and taking this business as serious as it is and why you have embraced that your whole career, because you're one class act. You've got high integrity, high values, really a strong moral code inside of your business and your life. And I love that. And so talk about that a little bit, if you don't mind.
You know, it's funny. I never did a presentation without a suit when I started. I mean, I always outdressed everyone, and I made sure of that. And the reason I did that is because I did want to bring a professional look to what we do, and that this is, you know, a highly respected industry. And so, you know, up until probably, you know, prior to 2018, I wore a tie any event that I ever did. You know, it wasn't until 2019 that I actually get rid of the tie. I mean, and to me, like, that was like, oh, my, we're getting rid of our ties. Like, oh, what's happening right now? But the reason for that, because, again, I wanted, you know, people treat you, you know, the way you show up. And, you know, do you want to do business with a guy in a T-shirt and owner jeans, or you want to do business with somebody that, you know, is coming and looking the part, you know? And I just always really followed the lead, if you will, of the people in front of me. And that was culture. You know, they really, really exemplified you know, looking good all the time. And to your point, Tom, you know, if you're making money, tell your shoes. You know what I mean? Like, little things that we can do as professionals, like, you know, wash your car. You know, make sure your shoes are clean. Every woman in town is looking at your shoes and your fingernails. So, guys, if you're watching this, I just want to let you in on the secret. They're the two things you're looking at right now.
That is so, not that no wrist. Wonder I made such a bad impression.
Not even that wristwatch he's got on.
But he's 100% right. I'll never forget. I went out. Everybody said, Tom, you're dressed like a dope. You've got to buy a suit. Get a good suit. So I go down to this store called Andreessen Horton, and I thought the suit was going to be about $300, and it was like $2,500, and I'm already gagging. So then they said, you need a tie. So I go over to the tie, and the tie was like $200, and I am literally choking to death before I even put the tie on. So then they go, you're going to need a pair of shoes. So, you know, I've never paid more than like $20 for a pair of shoes in my life. They were usually used. So I said, okay, I'll take those right there. And I'll never forget, they were $900 shoes back when, that's like $3,000 pair of shoes right now. Mm-hmm. And my ego was so big, I could not say, I'm not buying these shoes. And I bought them. And over the years, more people complimented me on those shoes than anything else. People that understood those shoes, which I still don't, were flipped out. So he hit the nail on the head. I haven't gotten quite to the manicure, pedicure deal yet, but I will tell you one thing right now. I know for a fact he's right about the shoes, so that's pretty cool.
You, I wouldn't know go that far about the manicure, pedicure now that you have granddaughters.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So let me ask you one more thing. You're still doing, even though you guys have embraced high tech a lot, but not all, you guys are still doing face-to-face meetings and the same old stuff that made you successful over the last 20 years, right?
Man, I'll tell you, I've done home meetings, and I track them, I book them, I coach them. You know, that's the DNA of our team, you know, is home meetings, private business receptions, you know, PBRs, as you probably heard. Pandemic hits. I could not have asked God for what we're experiencing right now. My mind wasn't big enough. If God would have came to me in 2019 and said, what is your one wish in your business? I wouldn't have the mental capacity to say, I want to be omnipresent. I want to be everywhere without leaving where I'm at. And now today, what would have took a 10-year natural evolution of people moving into Zoom and other type formats took 10 weeks. And, you know, countries that I never wanted to build because, you know, I was flew to Korea twice in 2019. You know, Tom, you've been on the road. I mean, you know, you're flying over millions of people to go talk to people. So yeah. I've never been that mind. I've always, you know, lived in one city, worked the city, go to another city, work the city. And people would say, hey, my cousin wants to do it. He lives four states over. No, we're not going to recruit your cousin. We'll recruit your neighbor. We want to recruit everybody in the zip code. And so today, you know, we completely transitioned onto online. And, you know, I'm like a new school guy. I mean, it's like gave me a rebirth. Like, I knew I was going to die in a living room somewhere eventually. That was pretty much, you know, and I made a lot of money, and I'm okay. And I'm sure there's a Rolls Royce outside and my driver waiting for me to, you know, take me to the, you know, the funeral home. But the point that I'm making, I accepted that's the way I was going to go. And now today with this technology, it's been over the top.
All right, let's take another break. This is a long break, but then it's a long segment right on the other side. We got Patrick Mazur next week, founder of Lone Star Steakhouse. Alan Newell stepped out of that to do network marketing at a major league level. You're going to love him. We'll come back right after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. He said the U.S. will deploy a special envoy to North Korea to help refocus efforts on getting the North to abandon its nuclear program. Moon Jae-in is only the second world leader to visit the White House in person since Biden was inaugurated.
It's a reflection of how much we value the 70-year alliance with the Republic of Korea and how essential we know the relations is to the United States, the future of the the Indo-Pacific region, and quite frankly, to the world.
President Moon said both leaders are pledging to work closely toward the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The White House and Republicans are now further apart on infrastructure after the White House lowered the cost of its plan from $2.3 trillion to $1.7 trillion. That's according to Senator Shelley Moore Capita's office. This is USA Radio News. The official start to hurricane season is more than a week away, but the first named storm has already formed. Subtropical storm Anna took shape over the Atlantic Ocean just east of Bermuda. Forecasters had been watching an area of low pressure since earlier in the week. The system organized and was packing sustained winds of 45 miles per hour. Anna is heading to the west, but is expected to take a northward turn by Sunday. A tropical storm watch is in effect for Bermuda. President Biden awarded the Medal of Honor to Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr. in a White House ceremony, calling the Korean War veteran a true American hero. The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration that can be awarded in the United States. He intentionally ran across an open area in order to draw fire and allow his Rangers to destroy the enemy positions. Puckett served as a commander of the 8th U.S. Army Ranger Company. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back. It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. Patrick Mazur. Okay, so we're going to take this guy playing like he, you know, so many of you are brand new, trying to figure out what you're going to do in network marketing and whether or not you can even do network marketing. What do you say to that person that you call on the phone or that calls you, Patrick, that is absolutely clueless as how to get started? What do you do with it?
You know, I get a book in their hands. You know, I feel education is, you know, the secret to success. And, you know, there's so many great tools available today where in the past, I mean, if you gave us, you know, a cassette tape and then it went to DVD and now it's a YouTube link and so many other mediums to get the information. But I believe in education. And there's, I think the more that I can educate somebody, especially if they're looking at this as a serious business for their family, they've got to sell themselves first.
So what's the book? Do you have them read your autobiography, or is there one?
I could go from, you know, Grow Pro to Building an Empire. I mean, the list goes on of how many great books out there, relevant people that are actually doing, you know, doing the business, you know. And so I think that that's probably the place where I like to start, is giving them the tools to educate themselves first and get themselves in a position where, you know, they see the value of the industry and they believe in what they're doing. Because of my parents doing network marketing, I didn't question the industry. Their people made millions of dollars. I watched people drive motorhomes that cost more than people's homes. You know, my parents weren't one of them, but they're driving a Prevost bus. You know, that's a $500,000 vehicle. That's a recreation vehicle. You know what I mean? That's their good time vehicle. You know, I'm like, my, this is, you know, so the belief system was there. I just got to get other people's belief system up. And you can do that with testimonials. You can do that through books, through audios, through video shows like yours. You know, getting a chance to listen to people that you've interviewed over the years that, you know, sell that new person out to, hey, look, this is the industry, you know, of the future.
So somebody said the other day at GoPro, or Most Powerful Women, that the company's most valuable asset and product is their people. You just talked about it a little bit. Pick up that phone and dial those people and let them know that they are loved, that they are, that they belong in your tribe, that they're safe with you, and that they can trust you. That's the that particular belief level that your parents had in Amway, that you've got with your company, that is what has to carry the day, because bad stuff's going to happen. You're going to have a bad attitude at times, but if your people know that they're loved and that they belong with you, they can trust you and they're safe with you, they're never leaving you. Are they, Patrick?
You know, you're 100% true. Look, safety is what all of us are seeking. You know, and that's the one thing that you've got to remind them, that they're safe with you, that there is an environment for them to grow, that there are people that have come in and have done great things for their life in this opportunity and with the environment that we create. So to your point, you know, we're transferring our belief to other people. And, you know, and that's why I think as a network professional, all of us that are listening, you know, you've got to continue to pour into you. You know, I know the people at the top of this game, they're not done. You know, their knife is going to continue to be sharpened because they see the value of, you know, making sure that they're always elevating their game and showing people what's possible. But, you know, I think there's so many people that are lost in the world that we live in today. You know, I think there's a broken education. I think there's a lot of challenges that the world that we're all facing. COVID turned the world upside down. I mean, how many people lost their careers based on something outside of their control? This industry continued to grow in the most difficult time in the modern world.
So let me ask you a question that you're going to find to be quite odd. How is it? Do you guys train so much in-house that when you showed up in Clubhouse and people like Paul Capozzo and all these people are fawning all over you like you're the absolute next best thing to an ice cream cone, I don't even know what I was going to say. How on earth had I never heard of you, and how had you never heard of me? I mean, we both looked at each other virtually like, who the hell is this guy? Do you guys do so much training in-house that you don't do a bunch of exterior stuff, or did we just pass each other in the night and not get to know each other?
Yeah, I've never participated in anything outside of, you know, internal opportunities. You know, and just because of the depth of leadership that's around me and the amount of, you know, success that I've already had around us. So I think a lot of our, you know, culture, if you will, is just, you know, within our house, you know. So I think that's probably why, you know, if I would have went to any of these events, I knew we would eventually found each other just as, you know, two magnets attract, you know, we would have been able to, like, what are we doing? Why don't we know each other? You know, how is it that we're not, you know, doing what we're doing here today together?
I swear to you, when I listened to everybody talk about you that day, and I'm just looking at it going, Michelle Eldridge, I mean, these people were fawning over him. And I went, who is this guy? I could not believe that somebody had lived under my radar. And I'm sure there's a million of you. But it's just unbelievable to me. And this profession, Patrick, needs your message. And I know that you guys have it all locked up and tight in the whole shot. So, you know, you do it internally. But I am begging you to take PatrickMazur.com and let the world have a little bit of your light, because you've got some wisdom. You've got a way about you. You've got a resume that is really, really impressive. And, you know, you were on The Apprentice twice. I mean, you've done some crazy cool stuff. Been in Success Magazine so many times, Success at Home, all that stuff.
please let the world see your light. How do people find you? PatrickMazur.com, or do you have a better way?
The easiest way, you know, and I'm on all the social channels, and, you know, I love Clubhouse because we got the chance to meet there, and it's probably the only social app that I didn't want to get on. I didn't want to have anything to do with. I thought it was a networking company. People kept on sending me, you know, join, join, join. I'm thinking, I don't want to join anything else. I'm joining up in enough stuff already. But that, you know, that platform, I think for our industry, I mean, Tom, could you imagine starting day one with what Adrian said, driving Uber, on Clubhouse, working network marketing? I mean, with what we know today, it's almost like we were on a horse delivering mail, and they just showed us a car, and we're like, what have we been doing? This is insanity.
And yet you hear from people, well, that sounds like too much work. I wanted to say, you know what's work? Jamming a whole bunch of cassette tapes into your mailbox to the point that there was overflowing, and having the postmaster general send a guy over with a gun to tell you to stop doing it. That's work. And, you know, they threw all my tapes away, which was all my money. That's work. This is nothing. Yeah, you're right.
Driving 3 hours for the no instead of clicking on a Zoom link to get the no.
Amen.
You know, I mean, you know, this is, hey, look, sometimes the easier isn't better in the sense that you don't appreciate it. You know, we appreciate it because we have something to compare it to. That's why immigrants get rich in America. They look at us like, you know, you're complaining about, you know, the kind of ice cream at Disney right now. The rich, spoiled, fat kid, you know, instead of, do you realize what you got? There's money on the ground in this country.
Yeah. I loved what you said just about the opportunity that exists now, and, you know, it, thinking about the tools that are out there, thinking about the platforms that are out there, you know, if you had to just walk away from it all and, you know, like undercover billionaire style, you got to go and start completely from scratch. Nobody knows who you are. You know, what would be your plan of attack to go and build from the ground floor up?
Well, you know, I think today, again, you know, with the pandemic here, I think people are a little still freaked out to meet you. You know what I mean? I think there's still a little bit of weirdness happening in the world, at least from my experience. You know, so I think I'd probably shy away from that direct contact of trying to go grab people, you know, just out naturally as we would in the past. I would just go full into social media, and I would just go full into, you know, looking for people that, you know, had their hand up in a room, especially, you know, rooms like Clubhouse, where they're there because they're looking. It's almost as if we walked into a coffee shop and saw 10 people reading Think and Grow Rich. Where would you go sit? You know what I mean? You're my tribe. Like, hey, we just haven't, we're friends yet. We're friends that haven't met yet. So I think that those type of things, you know, and Tom, I know you've probably seen it yourself. It's unbelievable. And they're there because they're in wanting of something, you know, they're looking for information, and that's how all of us found this industry is, you know, we were seeking, you know, and the good book says, you know, seeking you shall find, and, you know, they're in a room with their hand up saying, hey, I'd like to go do something, I just don't know what that is.
I think that's so true, and I, you know, it's an amazing, I think that's a perfect way to put it, right? It's like, it's a coffee shop full of all of the right people, because the coffee shop, the name of the coffee shop is the Hill Coffee Shop or whatever.
Or Manifestation Room.
Right.
Right. Well, you're not manifesting negative stuff, so I need to meet you because you're trying to bring good stuff into your life, and you've manifested me. Here I am. I'm knocking on, the door, let me in. So I think I would go full in on the social media. I like Tom's idea. I would do Uber only to meet people, you know, and I would probably hang out at the airport because you'd catch the ones flying in and out, which meant they had money and they weren't going, you know, down the street to see mom. They were coming in to do some sort of business, and you know, that would probably be where I would do my, you know, day-to-day personal peeking, if you will, and then, you know, Clubhouse in the meantime, and bring everybody onto a Zoom.
Your car in this day and age is a rolling office anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is there. And so those that want to can and will. Those that don't want to are going to figure out a way to not do the work necessary. But you've got a lot of time left. How old are you?
I just had my 50th birthday.
Yeah, so I'm 69, so just assume that you're going to work until my age. So that's 19 more years. So what does your life look like? What do you want it to look like over the next two decades?
You know, I really, you know, look up to the Jim Rohns and the, you know, the people that went before us. I mentioned Dexter, Bill Britt, you know, the list goes on of iconic people, Mark Hughes, I mean, who really, even to today, I mean, you think about Jim Rohn, you know, people listen to his, they have no idea he was an Herbalife rep. They have no idea that audience of people he's talking to are a bunch of Herbalife independent, you know what I mean? And so I just see that to be a vehicle that I'm in to number one, you know, give hope till the very end, you know, give people that hope that, hey, look, there's an opportunity. If you messed up in the past, no, we don't care. You know, if you made some mistakes, matter of fact, we appreciate that. You know, we appreciate people that have been beat up a little bit in life, and when they find us, you know, we're sort of like, I'd like to tell that beacon of light, you know, almost like the Statue of Liberty. What do they say? Bring me your beat up, bring me your, you know, misunderstood or whatever that looks like. So I think that, you know, I want to contribute to the end, and I can't think of a better way, even though I have other businesses that I do. There's no gratification. I can't take anyone with me. It's not a, hey, there's a bunch of presidents at the top of this company. You know, it's not network marketing. It's bring as many as you want. There's never going to be, you know, too many at the top. There's room for everybody. And I think it's, you know, network marketing's time is now coming.
All right, let's take another little break and we'll get the heck out of here. So we're taking a break right now. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. You guys have to go to his website and take a look at this kid. He is a beast. I love him. And we'll be back right after this.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And we're back. It's the final segment. We have got Patrick Mazur here, and he is the man. And I want you guys all to go to his website, take a look at who he is, take a look at how he does things. He even talks about his private business receptions in a little video on his website. And, you know, whether you do those virtually or whether you do them in person, do them. The name of the game is activity. And he or she who talks to the most people wins, not at the most people. Sending all this garbage out, thinking that somebody's just going to become a millionaire in your business because you sent them something and didn't remember them, ask, is suicide. And what he does real, real well with this completely calm demeanor of his is he lets people know they're important. And what about your leaders, Patrick? You've got the guy in New York City. You've got the various big legs, big people that you've had all over the world. Now that they're successful, do you ignore them or do you absolutely remember how great they are, how much money they've made you, and you make them realize they're the most important people in the world? Which of those two do you do?
Yeah, I honor those people.
Yeah.
I'm grateful. It's an honor to be working side by side with them. And, I continue to mastermind with them. I continue to do weekly, events where we get together and, share ideas and things that, look, we haven't cornered the market on good ideas. There's always going to be more things that are going to come. And usually they come from other people. I mean, I'm a master of R&D, rob and duplicate. take somebody else's, great. I mean, Burger King didn't come up with the concept. So at the end of the day, it's like I like to find what's working. And, and because we're in a fluid type world right now, yesterday's ideas are not relevant today. It's a constant shifting of things that we're doing and really trying to catch the edge, and always being just a little bit out there, if you will, when it comes to, to skill set and doing something a little different.
So where do you think this profession is headed?
It's going to explode. People that, guys like you, Tom, that have been there, done it, we're benefiting from being able to witness the next big explosion in this industry. Look, it's going into the gig economy. No company wants a W-2 employee. You go talk to any major company, you know what they tell you? I don't want an employee anymore. I want a 1099 independent. Look at all the – I mean, every single major corporation in the world right now is trying to figure out a way to get 1099 people to do the work. And now the human population has figured out they can work from home. Now, that question no longer exists in their mind. I can work from home. I had a 6 or 8 month experiment. I was able to do it. I like it. I can do it. Now they have that out of their way. Now they got a taste of working from home. Now you have an entire, wait till they go back to traffic and go back to lines and go back to Starbucks and go back. Wait till, you know what I mean? They go back to that reality of like, man, I thought I hated it before. Now you gave me something to compare it to. I didn't know that a bus was bad until I rode in a private jet, and then put me back on the bus. It's like, I like that other vehicle a lot better. So we're coming to a time that I believe will be the greatest time this industry ever seen. I mean, look, 170,000 people registered for an event. I mean, you're talking, 10 stadiums. I mean, these are things that we've never experienced in our life. And, again, I just think the next generation coming through, they're looking at us saying, I want freedom. And freedom doesn't mean a Rolls Royce. Freedom means all my bills are paid and I get to do what I want.
Yeah, the minute you have more money than you have month, you are completely on your way.
Yeah.
Now, do you know Kyle Wilson?
How do I know that name?
How about Sean Murphy?
I think I know Sean.
How about Larry and Taylor Thompson?
Well, let me see. You know, this guy, I wore his tape out. That guy.
Yeah. Wait a second. How about Lisa Grossman? You know her?
Yeah, I sure do. Absolutely.
They're all in your town. These people need to know you because we're going to put some light on you, you little hider.
So
the name of the game is get you out there. I mean, the profession needs you whether you want to help us or not. There's an association out there called the ANMP, which is the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. We're going to get you involved with that. And I am telling you one thing right now. You can't hide forever inside of that one company. You've got to change the world with us. So we're going to put you to work, Patrick, because we love you, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so for the radio folks, Patrick's name is maybe not how you would assume it is spelled, and I want you to really go and check out what he's doing. So his last name is Maser. So Patrick Maser, Maser.com. You got to go pay attention to what this guy's doing because there is a lot to learn from here, and it's there for you. So you got to go check it out.
And Adrian was being polite because he's really saying my dad spelled it wrong on the internet, and he.
I didn't even catch it.
I spelled it. When I saw that stream across the bottom, I whispered to Adrian because I knew that he knew I had not done it because he's smart and I'm not. But spell it the way Adrian spelled it.
Laser like laser.
Yeah. know that every one of you can be him. All you got to do is have that gift of desperation and believe it. And next is Alan Newell. Talk about him a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable guy, huge pedigree, was instrumental in Lone Star Steakhouse back in the day, jumped full into network marketing, has been hugely successful in that space, and just a really, really cool human being. And so he's our guest next week on the show. Another guy that was really a big connection through Clubhouse, or at least a reconnection through Clubhouse. And isn't that cool how the world just kind of keeps bringing amazing people up and connecting us together, right?
Paul Capozzo, we got to get him on. In the name of the game, all of you, if you know somebody that should be on our show, please let us know. If you want to be on the show, please let us know. But no matter what, go out there today and take what you learn and suspend your disbelief or your cynicism, your resignation or your despair, and get in the game because it's worth it. We'll see you all next week. Thanks a million, Patrick. We love you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.